Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Check the latest lines on the BetMGM app. Catch You Better You Bet weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern, and You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff Sundays 11 to 1 Eastern time, leading you up to kickoff on the BetMGM network on the Odyssey app. Also, his Sunday morning show right here on The Fan from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. We welcome in Nick Kostos. Nick, are you excited about Jackson Dart?
I am excited about Jackson Dart. Happy Football Friday. I don't know if I love being introduced as an angel.
Well, I don't know. Hoff played the song. I just tried to keep it smooth transition.
Just being honest. I don't know if I love that. But great to be on with you guys.
What's up, dude? You all right?
Give me how...
I'm great.
How was the line moved, if at all, with Jackson Dart versus Russell Wilson?
So the Chargers, guys, were a 6-point road. And BT, you asked me how I'm doing. I'm nervous about the Yankees, but maybe we can get to that another time.
We'll get to it later. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't want to see the Red Sox. Gotcha. Otherwise, I feel pretty good. Right. The Chargers were a 6-point road favorite prior to Dart being named the starter. Yep. And I guess like once Dable said on Monday, like, the door is open. Like, it was pretty obvious that he was going to name Dart the starter. And once Dart did get named the starter, the Chargers got bet out to a 6.5-point road favorite, with the thought being that Jackson Dart is a downgrade from Russell Wilson. And sight unseen, I would dispute that, just seeing how Russell Wilson has played. So as far as betting this game goes, I think there's one of two avenues that you can take, depending on your opinion of the game. I think the Chargers either kill them and win big, win by double digits. And something to consider if you like the Chargers would be that the Giants they're not going to run the offense that they've been running with Russell Wilson. And we saw this when Dart played in the preseason. And Dable, like, loves the college game. Like, he's the offensive coordinator at Alabama. They are going to run, like, a college gimmicky offense with Jackson Dart. Like, they're going to play to Jackson Dart's strengths. Look at the offense that Jackson Dart ran when he was the quarterback at Ole Miss. Like, that is not a pro-style offense that Lane Kiffin runs. It's a gimmicky college offense. Now, the defensive coordinator of the Chargers, Jesse Minter, is a future head coach in the NFL. Absolute stud. He was the defensive coordinator for Jim Harbaugh at Michigan 2 years ago while they won the national championship. So if you wanted to build a case for the Chargers here, it'd be that this stud defense, the defense is good enough as it is. They've seen this before. They're not going to take the Chargers by surprise here with the offense they're going to run. Mm. So if you like the Chargers, I think the Chargers win in blowout fashion.
See, that's interesting.
If you like the,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nick. Go ahead.
If you like the Giants, I wouldn't even mess around with the points. I play the Giants just to win the game.
Yeah, I did that last week, though, with the Jets and got burned by that. Is that a good philosophy in general?
Well, I think, I would question last week just because, like, we know what Tyrod Taylor is. Even if he's a little better than Fields, like, we've seen him start a million games. We actually have no idea how good or bad Jackson Dart is. Right. So I think it's good to lean onto uncertainty from a betting perspective, where if Dart's awesome, like, why can't they just win the game? And the other thing to consider that I actually think is more impactful to winning or losing the game than Dart, and I mean that sincerely, because Bo Nix missed three long touchdown passes last week in the Broncos-Chargers game, and the Chargers end up winning the game, what's kind of lost there is that Justin Herbert got the crap kicked out of him by the Broncos pass rush. Like the offensive line did not hold up in pass protection. You can make the case that this is like the Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeau, Abdul Carter, Dexter Lawrence. Like, they really impact Justin Herbert in the Chargers passing game here. And if you can marry that with the good Jackson Dart start, I think the Giants can win the game. So it really comes down to which side of the ledger you're on. I would either lay Chargers alternates or just bet the Giants to win outright.
Interesting. Nick, just for those who don't watch the Chargers every week, but remember Jim Harbaugh, not so much in Michigan or Stanford, but more with the Niners. Like, just by schematically, has he evolved a lot as an NFL coach, or is he pretty much still running the same stuff that he had with Roman in San Francisco?
It is, and it's a great question because Roman is the offensive coordinator now with the Chargers. It is... They've actually done this year a total and complete 180. So when I went in August in studio with Sal to talk about the upcoming NFL season, and Sal said he liked the Chargers, I said one of the reasons I don't like the Chargers this year is because I think the way that they play offense like lowers their ceiling, which is they're gonna run the ball a million times a game, and Rashawn Slater was out for the season. They actually have, there's a stat called PROE, pass rate over expectation, which measures in neutral situations how often you're passing the ball. The Chargers are at the top of the league. So they're throwing the ball an absolute ton here. They're playing to the strengths of their stud quarterback, Justin Herbert. So, BT, it's a great question you asked. He's actually doing a complete 180 based on what he's done in the past, throwing the ball all over the yard. He's never done that as an NFL head coach or at the collegiate
level.
That's
a good answer. That's good stuff. Well done there, Nick.
Do you think that this is the right time for Jackson Dart and the right situation for him to succeed in?
I think that there's no choice because of what happened on Sunday night against the Chiefs. So let's say you wanted to construct an argument, and you might be right, that Dart's not ready and this is not the opponent and you'd rather save him for the Saints. Like, Dart came in for a couple snaps on Sunday night against Kansas City, and the crowd booed the hell out of Russell Wilson when he came back into the game. So you literally, if you're Dable and you're Joe Shane and you're Mara, whatever, you run the risk of mutiny if you put Russ out there. The first pass that he throws that either gets one of their skilled position players almost killed, because that was like, he almost got all of them killed on Sunday night against the Chiefs with his hospital balls, or throws an interception, or checks the ball down 15 times in a row. The crowd's going to revolt. Like, you can't have this anymore.
Yeah, but hold on a sec. They wouldn't revolt against Jameis.
But you can't play Jameis.
Why not? Well, what's he on the team for, Nick?
I think that's a good question. Maybe it's like once they trade Russell Wilson, Jameis becomes the backup if that happens. Okay. But you can't bypass Dart to play Jameis Winston. Like, it's Dart or Russ. And then the conversation becomes Jameis or Russ as the backup. But I don't think you'd ever play Jameis Winston. I think you gain nothing from that.
Okay. I mean, the only thing you would gain is to preserve, you know, the kid from getting his head kicked in too early. But I got you. All right, let me ask you this here. Bounce around a little bit. So, I'm sure many people are aware, we begin the international series coming up on Sunday, whether it's London, whether it's Ireland, whether it's Germany. This is in Dublin, Ireland here. And for a lot, and I don't mean sharps or people who do it like for a living like you do, this is a fun opportunity. Let me get a little action while I'm making eggs for the kids, throw $100 on the game. And there's a lot of sloppy bets made because the travel and the itinerary and logistically, it's very unpredictable when they go overseas. Do you view this as I'm staying away because I don't know what to do, or I pounce on the international series because of a specific reason?
I think the thing that could impact the way people would want to bet the game, and we won't know until Sunday morning, like, what's the field going to be like? Like, the field has been a disaster at some of these international games, and if that's the case, like, it may impact how you want to bet the total.
Yep.
We won't know that until Sunday. I generally try, BT, awesome question. I try to just think about them all like as their own individual puzzle piece that needs to be figured out. So just to give, like, my opinion on the game, I think the point spread's fine. The Vikings should be favored. They should not be favored by 3. If it goes to 3, it'll come right back down. People will bet Pittsburgh. Subjectively, I like the Steelers. And I'm curious for you as a Jets fan, how you feel about this, because obviously, like, you know, like last year, this is the game that got Saleh fired, was the Jets in London against the Vikings and the Brian Flores defense. My thought is the way Arthur Smith calls offense, I think they are not going to put Rodgers in harm's way the way that Nathaniel Hackett and the Jets did last year. I think they're dropping back to throw a million times in this game. I don't think they're going to let Rodgers blow this game. I think they're going to be uber conservative, turn Carson Wentz over, which I think they're more than capable of doing. I like, not one of my favorite bets, but I do like the Steelers on Sunday morning.
I like Pittsburgh. Okay, here you go.
What did the Lions' performance over the Ravens tell you? Is that more about the Lions or more about the Ravens?
Probably a combination of both. I think it was a statement of intent from the Lions, that who needs Ben and who needs Glenn when you've got Dan the Man, that he's still there and the Lions are still the Lions. So I love that from Detroit.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
But, you know, this will kind of dovetail into thoughts on the Ravens-Chiefs game on Sunday afternoon, where I'll ask you guys a question, and all the listeners and viewers can answer it in your own heads as well, right? What's the worst unit in this game on Sunday with the Ravens and the Chiefs, in your estimation?
Baltimore's defense is terrible.
Right? And I think, isn't that an interesting... I agree. Isn't that an interesting answer with how we were talking about the Chiefs offense? And now the Ravens defense has been, and correctly saying that they've been so bad that they're actually the worst unit in the game. That will lead me to a bet on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. It will not be one of my favorite bets of the week. I have bets I like more, but I do like the Chiefs. I think, BT and Sal, that Monday night performance was a little bit more about the Ravens than it was about the Detroit Lions.
What about the Packers? That's going to give me a little pause here. The whole Parsons and the Cowboys defense and all this. But, I mean, you lose in Cleveland. I know Cleveland's defense is good. But for the Packers to score 10 points any week is just, it's odd. And they don't look dynamic yet. What's going on with Green Bay?
Yeah, I'll chalk that up too. I think it is a really unlucky loss by Green Bay. They're up 10-0 at the end of the game, and they end up losing 13-10 to a team that can't score. I think if you played that game another 9 times, the Packers would win all 9 times, BT. But to your point, like, they were not impressive in victory, even if they had held on to win 13-10, if McManus's kick doesn't get blocked. I am willing to say that the Browns' defense is an elite unit. And I think that it's more about that than anything else. And the proof's in the pudding. Like, they gave up 41 in week 2 to the Ravens, but that is a extremely misleading final score with how well Cleveland's defense played. And they held the Bengals to 17 points in week 1 and really should have won that game. Now, I don't love the Browns this week in this matchup on the road at Detroit because they can't score. And Detroit's defense is pretty good. But I'm willing to give Green Bay a pass and say Cleveland's defense is awesome. Unlucky loss. If I had to bet Sunday Night Football, BT, I'd lay Green Bay in Dallas.
You know, one line to me, Nick, that looked a little fishy so far. We were looking over doing our pick segment in about 25 minutes or so from now. How is Atlanta a 1.5 favorite over Washington? Do we know Jaden Daniels?
Daniels is out. He's out.
He's 100% out?
He's out. He was ruled out like 10 minutes ago.
Oh,
so
okay.
In real time.
There you go. Yeah. But I saw him earlier. So
and McLaurin. And McLaurin's out also.
All right, and then do you think that's justified? I mean, Washington with Mariota last week, I foolishly picked against him. They pasted the Raiders here. Is that line justified even with Mariota in for Jaden Daniels again?
I'm going to give you not a bad answer, but an answer that is going to help nobody. And I'll just give a cheap plug to my show. Listen to us during the week, because yesterday on the show, we said we think Jaden Daniels is going to be out. We had a guest come on who's a pro sports bettor, my friend Rob Pizzola. And he said, people think Daniels is not going to play. You will incur some risk if you bet the Falcons now. But that was the recommendation, was to bet Atlanta, with the thought being Daniels gets ruled out. Mm. It happens. The line is adjusted. I don't think there's anything to do right now at current market
price.
So I apologize for that answer.
No. What was the line? I saw it at -1.5 in favor of the Falcons. They were giving it a 0.5. What was it before?
Yeah, we were like Commanders 1.5 yesterday.
Oh, okay. It's a pretty significant shift.
Hey, I've never had an issue on Saturdays laying a lot of wood here. 25, 30 points, you know, just I don't have an issue with it, because the disparity in talent collegiately is, you can make a lot of money doing this here. A little different in the NFL. 15.5, 16 points. But I got to tell you, I'm willing to do that with Buffalo. The Saints stink. The Bills have extra rest coming off that Thursday game. Saints are going halfway across the country. You with me? I mean, is that too much to lay, or you like it?
So I'm not going to bet this game.
You're not?
I think you could be right. I'm going to tell you why the Saints could cover. And I'm not making the bet. But okay. The Saints have been the choice in the betting market. This was 16.5. Now we're down to 15.5.
Mm-hmm.
The thought is, and we saw this last Thursday night, and we see it with Buffalo over the past however many years, the Bills play with their food. That they get up to a lead and they don't go foot to throat. Now the Saints, and I think I may have said this with you guys earlier, like before the season started, Kellen Moore, the Saints head coach, showed them in training camp videos of the Indiana Pacers in the postseason, with the thought being they are going to run an exceptionally high up-tempo offense and run a million plays. The Saints are running the most plays of any team in the NFL right now, and the Bills play slow. So the thought is, again, the Saints are going to run way more plays than Buffalo, and if the Bills get a big lead, which we expect to happen, they're not going to care. And the Saints are going to have opportunities to fall inside the number. Mm. I'm not going to make the bet, BT, because I think you might be right. I'm just presenting the other side, why people might be betting New Orleans.
Can you just give us a quick, there's two more games I just would love your opinion on here before we say goodbye. Eagles, Bucks, and then the Colts and the Rams.
So the Eagles were a 3-point favorite earlier in the week. I laid them at 3. The number is 3.5 now. Honestly, I'd probably still bet Philadelphia. The Bucks have been the one team in the NFC that has really been Philly's kryptonite. Todd Bowles has really like messed with Jalen Hurts' head. My sense is, and this is an opinion, that Hurts is kind of past all of that now. The Eagles are way better than Tampa. The offensive line is still hurt. I don't like it as much at 3.5, but I would prefer the Eagles. And as far as Colts Rams go, I did bet +3.5 with Indy earlier in the week. Mm. As the week moves on, I am feeling less confident in that opinion. I think this may be a game where Jared Verse and company can really collapse the pocket around Daniel Jones. And just one quick prop thought on this game. Indianapolis has a stud slot cornerback named Kenny Moore. He's out for this game, and he's awesome. Puka Nacua runs like half of his routes out of the slot. Indy's not going to be able to stop him on Sunday afternoon.
All right, Nick, thank you very much, man. That was awesome. Hit us with it.
Well, can I just say this quickly?
Yes, go ahead.
I think the Jets are going to win on Monday night.
Whoa! That's right. We didn't get to the Monday night game. Look at you.
I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Yeah. Jets win. BT gets on the board in our stake bet. And I will be betting the Jets on Monday night. And Fields is practicing right now. So it looks like he's on track. Looks like he's going to be on track to start. I will like the Jets. And I think they will win on the road in Miami on Monday night.
And they're getting 2.5 points.
Jets are going to win 3 out of 4 here, Nick. Just so you know, they're going to beat Dallas. Watch the run. Watch what's happening.
Let's not get crazy. But I do like them. I do like them on Monday night. Wishing everybody minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. And if the Yankees win the AL East this weekend, and I think they're going to, and get the one seed, we're going to the World Series.
Yep.
Going to win the American League.
I'm with you.
Hell yeah. I just want to avoid Boston. I don't want to see Boston.
I'm not worried about Boston.
All right.
Whatever.
All right, Yankee boys, enough. That was the host of You Better, You Bet.
Yeah, Mets Dodgers will go great if they make it. Yeah. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, just worried about the Marlins, Nick.
I don't even know if I want to see it.
2007, right. 2008, right. 2012. Tom Glavine throw out the first pitch, Sal?
That was the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary. For all of your betting and sports talk needs, check out the BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.